DW.
Waves crash up against the black volcanic rocks that line this stretch of Jeju Island's north coast. It's windy and has been raining off and on since I came here. Not unusual weather. Kang Okja looks out toward the ocean from the roadside. It's not a good day for diving, she tells me.
The waves don't look so high now, but the wind is picking up and they'll get bigger. It won't be safe for us to dive today.
The 75-year-old knows the sea better than most people. She's a Haenyeol, a sea woman, and has been diving in these waters since she was a teenager. It was kind of a family tradition for her.
My mother was a Haenyeol. I saw her suffer a lot from the work. She told me that she didn't want me to become one. She said it was too difficult. But she quit when I was 15, so I started diving to help the family.
When Kang started, there were around 40 Haenyeol in this neighborhood. Now, including her, there are only three. The trio dive together whenever they can. They swim out about 40 meters into the ocean, and with the help of 3 to 5 kilo weights, they descend about 15 meters or so. They wear black rubber wetsuits, goggles, and flippers. Haenyeol shun air tanks. They consider it cheating. They collect all kinds of shellfish, as well as sea cucumbers and seaweed. They also carry small knives with them. Kang says they come in handy for catching other seafood.
Catching an octopus is difficult if it's stuck to a rock. You just have to cut one leg off at a time. If I run out of breath, I'll swim back up, catch my breath, and dive back down to finish the job. I'm a very competitive person. I want to win.
Octopuses aren't the only sea creatures that give Haenyeol headaches. They're cautious around dolphins because their dorsal fins could hurt them. But Kang says they have a, well, unique way to prevent that from happening.
We have a little spell we put on the dolphins. We repeat, please roll over, please roll over. We say it, and they flip over. They don't want to hurt us.
Diving poses some serious health risks, too. Kang underwent back surgery due to all the strain, and she can't hear out of her right ear from the pressure changes.
My scariest moment diving was when one of my colleagues died. It was up to me to bring her body out of the water and up onto the rocks. It really scared me.
The undersea currents, water pressure, and physical exertion that comes with diving to the ocean's floor are all reasons why Jeju's younger generation of women don't want to follow in their Haenyeol mother's or grandmother's footsteps. But as the tradition fades away from the island, some Korean women are now seeing the divers as heroes, like 32-year-old Kwon Minjin, who moved to the island from Seoul a couple years ago and is Haenyeol Kang Okja's neighbor.
I start to keep watching them. My balcony, I can see the ocean, so I just counted how many minutes they can hold their breath. It was amazing. You know, when I see them, they were just a grandma, but in the ocean, they're like a mermaid.
Kwon actually enrolled at a diving school run by Haenyeol and learned how to catch seafood like them. She also learned how to hold her breath for a fairly long time, and that meant learning how to breathe like the Haenyeol too, which she says was difficult.
Like this, between lips, really long, not like this, but if you really hold your breath over 1 minute, there sounds like a dolphin, like this.
Kwon isn't giving up her real job in publishing to become a full-time Haenyeol. She says diving is just a hobby, and she mostly goes underwater to pick up trash. But on Jeju's east coast, a community of 300 Haenyeol are busy collecting and cooking their seafood catch. The women of the Sopji Haenyeol house work on 22-day shifts. They rotate diving, cooking, and waiting tables. In one corner of the restaurant, tanks are filled with sea cucumbers, conches, and some other kind of spiky shellfish. In the kitchen, I watch as a pan of conches become engulfed in flames. Staff here say a couple decades ago, abalone was the most popular and pricey dish. But these days, it's almost impossible to find on the seabed. Environmental damage is one reason, but Haenyeol Lee Sun-dok says divers share the blame.
There were many greedy Haenyeol. They took all of them, didn't leave any of them behind to reproduce.
A vanishing catch is another reason why the Haenyeol tradition is dying too. But the Jeju government is trying to preserve it. It's applied for UNESCO World Heritage status and promotes a Haenyeol diving show for tourists. Several women jump into a seaside lagoon. They emerge minutes later with baskets of shellfish. The women then sing a little song for the onlookers. The Haenyeol show might not be the real thing, but at least it keeps with the spirit of the island's tradition. But there is at least one person on Jeju who doesn't want the tradition carried on. That's Haenyeol, Kang Ok-ja.
I don't care if this tradition disappears. Everything has changed. There are farms now where you can buy fish or abalone. Haenyeol don't need to do this work anymore. It's too difficult a job.
Kang says she's glad her two daughters didn't want to work like her. She would have never allowed it. Kang says women today have so many better career choices than diving for shellfish. It's the toughest job in the world for women, she says. I told Kang that many people admire women like her, but she just brushed it off. She then told me one other very surprising thing about Haenyeol.
Most Haenyeol don't like seafood, and that includes me. I collected thousands of sea cucumbers, and I've never tried it once. I don't like anything from the ocean.
Kang says she and her two friends will retire within the next 5 years. That's when the Haenyeol tradition on this part of the island will officially come to an end. Jason Strother, DW, Jeju Island, South Korea.
This report was brought to you by DW.